So I was in the supermarket the other day picking up stock cubes for this vegetable curry that I survived on for most of 2020, and I flipped them over to look at the ingredients on the back. No idea why. I should know what's in them by now. But as soon as I did, I remembered why I don't do that anymore. And I felt my mood just nosedive. Because I realised that I had forgotten again about palm oil. Which, and I don't intend to go on and on about it, but which is used in 50% of all packaged products in the market. It's leading to mass deforestation in Malaysia and Indonesia, destroying the environments of endangered animals on a massive scale, etc., etc., etc. You know the rest, we all do. I am tired of hearing about it, to be honest. And I realise at that moment that I've been actively putting this shit out of my head whenever I can. Because, to be honest, to do otherwise is to wander from aisle to aisle in a hollow daze, remembering that in the 90s, Coca-Cola was hiring far-right paramilitary forces to assassinate trade union leaders in Colombia to keep their manufacturing costs as low as possible. Remembering that Nestle's CEO believes access to drinking water shouldn't be a human right as they drain and bottle billions of gallons of the world's freely available water for resale. It makes you tired, you know? It makes you wonder what's the point. And so fuck it, I pick up my Coke, I pick up my Oreos, I pick up my stock cubes and I put the truth away again for a while, which every time I do it feels just a little bit more like a tacit nod of approval. Here's a short horror story for you. It is conceivable at least that the distant stars that inspired Jules Verne and Gene Roddenberry are orbited by planets that are intellectually empty. No galaxy-spanning civilizations or glittering cities or Dyson spheres. No one blinking back at us through alien telescopes wondering if they're alone out here. Just us, humanity, the smartest, wisest, kindest of all the creatures in God's deep blue infinity. And personally, I'm still trying to reconcile that possibility with the aforementioned list of crimes we commit against ourselves. Our political systems that incentivize corruption, healthcare systems that punish anyone guilty of being both sick and poor at once, and all of those things underpinned by a rusted, groaning economic system that can only function when lubricated with blood. If there really is no one out there, no one smarter or wiser or kinder than us, if this, he says, gesturing wildly at the entirety of existence, really is as good as it gets, maybe this is an opportunity for us, you know, to do the humane thing for once, as a novelty. Do it quickly, do it cleanly and together. Our first and last act as a truly global society to surge forward and embrace autoerotic euthanasia, fill our coat pockets with gold bullion and walk hand in hand into the ocean singing kumbaya fucking yeah. I've been hearing more and more of this disingenuous eco-fascist bullshit over the last few years. And I understand it. I understand the despair when we mighty look upon our works, but I am sick to the clogged gills of accepting fault for it. Because the fact is that we do not all share responsibility for this. The vast majority of us are preoccupied with struggling to survive on a monthly, if not weekly, basis, on wages barely high enough to keep us alive. Sometimes not even that high. It is insulting to suggest that the average person has any influence whatsoever over the corporal, political, incestual fuckfest that determines how the people of this planet ultimately coexist, when the direction of society is influenced significantly less by who the majority elect to govern it than it is by who can afford to underwrite the biggest brutal lobbyists, when the only crime the mega-rich consistently serve time for is fucking the money up, when 2020 saw the empires of billionaires expand like wildfires, while hundreds of thousands of workers lost their homes, lives, livelihoods, sometimes even lives. And with this in mind, here's an alternate short horror story for you. Human race, I think, is fundamentally good at its root, at its core, a species gifted with, to varying degrees, a seemingly infinite imagination that has filled our libraries over the centuries with 30 million unique works of fiction. An unprecedented capacity for tool use that took us from inventing the aeroplane to punting a person into space in less time than it takes a human being to reach retirement age. We are, let us not forget, the mother of the welfare state, and penicillin, and mid-90s era Green Day. This is us at our very, very best, but this machine we are wired into without our consent, it stretches us thin. It wrings us dry. Anything good, anything pure, anything that cannot justify its existence by pointing to a rise in share price is deemed ultimately unfit to survive. Take the internet, for example. In 1969, data was sent from a terminal at UCLA to a terminal at Stanford, hundreds of miles away. And lo, 50 years later, the internet has single-handedly changed the world more dramatically than perhaps any invention in human history. It should, by all rights, have been the next great step on the path to a borderless society. A global neural network allowing us to share art and science and philosophy instantaneously, allowing the ideas blooming in our collective consciousness to evolve at the speed of imagination rather than at the speed of the postal service. Instead, though, it became a means to force-feed each of us our own personal advertising campaign, targeted with the precision of a Raytheon Maverick. And if you think they have run out of ways to shot blast that wilderness with shit from corner to corner, then strap in. Because the internet as we have known it isn't even likely to exist for much longer, because the governments of the world have been twitching uncomfortably for years now as they realize how hard it is to control a populace who have real-time access to all of the information about everything ever on a tiny computer that lives in their pocket. We built this brilliant, beautiful thing out of plastic and wire, and it was deliberately and maliciously lobotomized by people who thought it gave the pack mules too much freedom, too much power. And this is just one example in a list that seems to stretch on and on into forever like a Star Wars title crawl, with new crimes against humanity being added so fast that no one could ever hope to read it all. And I am done sharing the blame for the state of this place with the fucking dragons who have the resources to feed everyone, clothe everyone, house and educate and heal everyone, and who choose not to time and time again, who actively and often violently push back against attempts to beg for more pebbles from their mountain of wealth. For example, did you know that Amazon workers frequently earn so little that they rely on government top-ups and overtime just to tread water above the poverty line, while their CEO Jeff Bezos has so much fucking money that if you counted by one number every second, every day, without sleep, it would take you over 30 years just to count up to the amount of money he has. Oh no, wait a second, I misread that. He actually has 185 times that amount. He has more money than the human mind is capable of imagining. More than anyone could ever spend in multiple lifetimes. And that's just the money we know about. Because remember, in 2015, it was headline news across the world, a global conspiracy by the financial elite to hide trillions of dollars in unreachable, illegal bank accounts in Panama. And what happened there? Oh yeah, the journalist who broke the story was assassinated in broad daylight with a fucking car bomb. And the story just disappeared. And I am standing here in the supermarket wondering whether I can forgive myself for buying a pack of stock cubes that has fucking palm oil in it. Fucking God damn it, man.